On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston shares some memories that were sparked by this new cool weather that's finally come to town.
A little cool air has finally arrived in South Alabama. We had a taste of it about 10 days back, then it left. Every day since, I've looked at the weather forecasts asking, when will it get cool again? By late summer in the deep South, it's never soon enough. A friend who moved here from the Carolinas told me what the biggest differences were between that part of the country and this one. First, he said, there's no fall, there's no spring, there's only winter and summer. Fall, such as it is, lasts about 36 seconds. Leaves go straight from green to brown, and then they immediately fall to the ground. Second, the tap water is warm all year round, except for maybe December, January, and February. And third, the boys raised down here are feral. Tame in their youth, when they get a certain age, they turn wild. I have one of those feral boys living in my house right now. The cool air makes me remember a camping trip my wife and I took many years ago. We drove to the foothills of the Appalachians, hiked in a few miles to a camping site by a big rocky creek, pitched our new tent, laid out our sleeping bags. We were excited to try out this new gear, begin this new hobby. And when it got dark, we crawled in and bedded down. We knew it would be cold that night, but our sleeping bags were rated for a much colder temperature. So we had little to worry about. We'd be so cozy. We were so wrong. We about froze to death. At some point that night, I asked my wife what time it was. This needs to be over, I said. I felt like I had been freezing forever, and my wife was the same. It has to be daylight soon, we thought. We were miserable. It was 10 p.m., and that may have been the longest night of my life. I've never camped since. Heck, I've never really warmed up since. I'm still cold from that night. The camping gear went into the attic and remains there to this day. We've moved homes a few times, and we keep bringing it along, putting it in the attic as a reminder to never do that again. Today, when the cool air gets here, I sleep with the bedroom window open. That's what camping is for me today, the bedroom window's open. The cool air blows in, and I like that. And I like hearing the different night sounds. They are, of course, the suburban South Alabama night sounds of the cars racing each other down Airport Boulevard, air conditioners turning it on and off throughout the neighborhood. Occasionally, I'll hear an owl or a barking fox. And then there's the unmistakable sounds of my feral son sneaking out through the back of the garage to meet up with his friends. I'm Cam Marston, just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.